This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora and welcome to Your Voice is Your Right.
In this show, the Ruanaka Taiohi o Ōtautahi, the Christchurch Youth Council, is going to break down all you need to know before casting your vote in this year's election.
We know voting can be a daunting process, especially for first-time voters.
Learn along with us in this judgment-free zone.
Kia ora, my name is Caroline. I am the Deputy Chair of the Christchurch Youth Council for 2023. I'm 24. I'm currently studying at UC with a Bachelor of Political Science and International Relations in Health Education.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I'm an Executive Member of Christchurch Youth Council. I'm 18 and currently a Year 13 high school student, and I'm super keen to get more involved in the community through Christchurch Youth Council. We've both joined this year, so we're pretty new, but we're loving it so far, and we're hoping to do some more throughout the year and many years to come.
So Christchurch Youth Council is for 12 to 24-year-olds. We're a youth participation group of amazing rangatahi volunteers who focus on ensuring youth voices is strong in Ōtautahi. We focus on making sure young people have avenues to have their say, great positive spaces, events and opportunities for youth by youth in Christchurch.
Yeah, some of the cool things we've done recently is we participated in a collaboration with the Samhain Youth Council in Relay for Life. This is when we walk for 12 hours straight in a relay to raise money for the Cancer Society. It was a really fulfilling experience to get involved in the community, hear some stories about some families who have been affected by cancer, and just do something a bit fun.
We also do a lot of submissions. We've done the smoke-free submission. We did a submission for the therapeutics bill as well.
One we've done recently is the Christchurch 2051, and it was really cool to be able to advocate for like what you want from Ōtautahi in the future.
One of our massive projects for this year is to help educate youth and just people in general around the elections, and this podcast is one of our ideas for that.
So in this show, we're going to cover a bunch of stuff that you need to know before the elections, as you probably heard. This includes the process of voting, where we'll get some inside info from the Electoral Commission. Why voting is important, we're planning on interviewing some great individuals throughout Ōtautahi who have some really great reasons for why you should get involved in voting. And we're going to be interviewing some local MPs about what to expect and what they're going to be advocating for and bringing into Parliament if they get elected by you.
We're going to end off the whole project with a live debate where you can come along and hear from the MPs yourself. So keep an eye out for that on our social media.
And if you're keen to get more involved with Christchurch Youth Council, we recruit twice a year. Our mid-year recruitment's just finished, but there'll be another opportunity at the end of the year. You can register your interest through our website. If you're wanting to get involved in the meantime, you can check us out on our social media.
In our first episode, we have Tori from the Electoral Commission with us. So lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
Before we jump into these questions, though, we want to first have a little icebreaker question to get us started.
Cool.
What is your favourite activity to do in Christchurch?
Good question. I'm a massive dog lover, but I live in a rental, as most young people do, so I can't have my own dog. It sounds weird as, but I love going to like parks and stuff where there's usually lots of dogs around and look at all the different dogs. And my favourite one is Hallswell Quarry.
That's such a good place.
Yeah.
I love to do that as well. That's so fun. So a lot of people don't really know much about the Electoral Commission. So can you talk a little bit about who the Electoral Commission is and what they do?
Yeah, the Electoral Commission is, they call it an independent Crown entity, and essentially what we do is we're an organisation that look after the electoral processes in New Zealand. We also run some of the democratic processes like the parliamentary elections and referenda by-elections in New Zealand. Essentially, we strive to be really trusted so that the citizens of New Zealand and those who are voting can trust that our system is not corrupt, essentially. And part of my job is actually getting out there into the community and connecting with people so that they can put a face to the organisation and go, oh, yeah, I know that person from the Electoral Commission. And it's also about educating people, making sure that they're enrolled and they have access to our voting services. And I think the most important thing to know about the Electoral Commission, which some people get confused about, is that we're really politically neutral. So it's not about getting people to vote for certain parties or certain people. All we care about is making sure that people have the access to voting and that they exercise that right and get up there. And yeah.
Amazing. So what exactly is your role and what do you do as part of your role?
Cool. So I think to understand this, maybe a bit of background knowledge is just that the Electoral Commission kind of went through a bit of a restructure, and they did like a statistical analysis and identified certain demographics of people who were less engaged in some of our democratic processes like enrolling and voting. And a large one of those demographics, a major one, was youth. So they made, in response to this, they made a full-time permanent role for certain geographical areas around New Zealand. And that's my role. So I'm one of two youth advisors in the South Island, and essentially we travel around the South Island and empower young people to exercise their right to vote. We work with everyone and anyone who's in the youth space. That includes schools and youth councils, youth trusts, that sort of stuff. And that's exactly what this interview today is about.
So why is it so important for young people to engage in New Zealand's democratic processes?
Yeah, so lots of reasons. But I think in a general sense, like, to have a healthy democracy, it means that everybody who's eligible to vote goes out and has their voice heard. And in that way, we can be sure that the results reflect what everyone wants, you know? And at the end of the day, if youth aren't going out, they make up a huge proportion of our population, of our demographic. And the young people themselves are the experts of knowledge, of youth knowledge, of their perspective. And it should be them going out there and having their voices heard. It can't be anybody else. And if we neglect that voice, then there's like a massive gap in our democracy. So, yeah, I think that's why it's super important.
Yeah, I completely agree. What have you found the most when you've been interacting with the youth as part of your role?
I think the most common thing that I see in young people is like a nervousness or like a lowered self-efficacy or confidence around political literacy and participating in democracy and like civics and that sort of stuff. And it's a shame because I think young people don't give themselves enough credit for how political they can be. And I think this is because there is a little bit of a gap between the linking of what you care about as an individual or within your whānau, within your community, and then linking that to the political realm. For example, like, I really don't know that much about politics at all. And people get shocked when I tell them that because they're like, you work here at the Electoral Commission and you don't know that much. But at the end of the day, I don't know all the names of the MPs in Parliament, and I don't watch political debates, and I'm not yucking someone else's yum at all. Like, that's just not what I do in my spare time. But I wouldn't say that I'm not a political person because, like, I have really strong opinions. You could ask my friends and family, like, they know about my opinions. And I know the connection between my opinions and my values and my beliefs and then how that relates or translates into politics. And then I see the value in actually turning up to the polls and placing my vote and having my say in my future. I can make that connection between what my values are, acknowledge that those values are actually kind of political, and go out there and have my say. And I think that's the biggest thing for young people to recognise, is that you're probably a lot more political than you think you are. You just need to, like, look at it a bit deeper, you know?
Yeah, completely, yeah.
Yeah.
So the next elections are in October. What exactly are these elections for?
Yeah, so we call these elections general or parliamentary elections. And essentially it's just the process of electing representatives to sit in parliament or the beehive and run the country, really. And these are the people who are going to make decisions and laws on things that affect our everyday life pretty much for the next 3 years. How it works is that when you go and vote, you'll get a list of political parties and you put a tick by the party that you support. And then you'll also select an electorate candidate. You'll tick the name of the person you want to represent your electorate or your local area or community in Parliament. And when all of those results come out, that makes up who sits in Parliament and represents us and makes big decisions about our country. So it's pretty important.
Yeah. So who specifically can vote?
Yeah, so we have some eligibility criteria. There's some confusion about like 17 or 18, and just to clarify that, to enrol, so registering to vote, you can be 17, so that when you turn 18, you're already set to go to vote. But to vote in New Zealand, you must be 18 years or over. You must be a permanent resident or a New Zealand citizen. And you must have lived in New Zealand for a year or more at some point, any point in your life. There is some, like, technicalities where it gets a bit confusing. So the simple answer is, for people who have different kinds of visas and stuff and they're wondering about their eligibility, if you have a date in your passport where you have to leave the country by, you aren't eligible to vote in this country. But the overarching rule of thumb is that if you have no idea, just enrol, give it a go, and we'll let you know whether you're eligible or not. You're not going to get in trouble for giving it a go, and then, yeah, you know.
Amazing, thank you. What is the Māori role?
Cool, so you've probably heard quite a bit about the Māori role because we've just finished a Māori electorate option campaign, so it's been out in the media a whole lot. And to put it simply, if you whakapapa Māori, you have the option to choose between two roles in New Zealand. You can choose between the Māori role and the general role. And there isn't a whole lot of difference between them. You still get your long list of political parties that you choose from and select. But if you're on the Māori role, when you choose your candidate from your electorate, it'll either be a candidate from a Māori electorate, if you are on the Māori role. But if you're on the general role, you'll choose from a list of general candidates. So that's the only difference. And if you're enrolling for the first time, this is quite a big decision, so you choose which one you want to go on. We encourage you to talk about this with your whānau and your friends to make sure that you're in the right electorate for this election, because once you choose, you're locked in for this election.
The whole election process can be quite overwhelming. If it's someone's first time voting, but they had absolutely no clue what to do or where to start, what would you suggest to help them to get started?
So the first thing that I would do, right from point blank, I would encourage them to enrol. And it's pretty simple. You can do it on a piece of paper and send it through to us. Just go to vote.nz to do it that way. Or you can literally do it in an online format. You just need some form of ID, a New Zealand license, RealMe, that sort of stuff. And the reason why I always start with enrolling is because it's essentially your ticket into democracy. I like to say that it's like, it's cringy, but subscribing to democracy. And it means that you actually can't participate in like referenda or general elections or local elections unless you enroll. So it's super important. And I guess to emphasise as well, if you enrol, you're not forced to vote. It's still that you still get to make that choice. It just means that you, if you enrol, you do have access or you do have an option to. The second thing I would suggest for someone who has absolutely no idea about voting is to explore the political realm a little bit, which sounds really daunting, and I know that because I remember it being super daunting my first time voting. But it can be as simple as taking a moment to think about what you care about, what's happening in our country's political space. There's some really awesome websites that you can use as well, like Vote Compass or On the Fence, and they hopefully should be coming out soon. And you pretty much answer a whole heap of questions, and then at the end it tells you which political party you most align with. And that's a really good place to start.
Is there a cutoff date for enrolling for this year's election?
So technically, no. You can show up on the day when you go to vote and enrol there. It just means that it takes it a little bit longer. But if you enrol before the 10th of September, which we encourage people to do, it means you get your Easy Vote card in the mail. This is essentially like your VIP pass. It means that you, it's a really quick process. So we just, pretty much the message is enrol before the 10th of September and it's super fast and easy.
There are a lot of people in this election who have never participated in the elections. So what actually happens on election day?
Cool. So election day for some people is like a really big day. They like make something of it. They go out with all their friends and they place their vote, and it can be quite exciting. But I also understand how daunting it can also be. So just, yeah, to give you a little bit of insight of what it looks like is you show up to your nearest voting place. There's a few ways to find this. You can go online or you might get a letter from us if you've already enrolled. You show up to the place. You speak to our workers there, like a voting assistant. And just want to emphasise that they're there to help you, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Also, if you're really nervous, you can bring a support person along as well to help you. So you'll go there, they'll ask for your name and your address, and they'll mark you off our system, our list, to make sure that you only vote once. And then you'll get given a piece of paper. On this piece of paper, you have two ticks to make. One is the political party you support, and then the other is the candidate that you support to represent you, your local area in Parliament. Then once you've made your two ticks, you literally put it in a box and you're off on your merry ways. It can take anywhere between 5 to 15 minutes. It's not a massive time consumption. And another thing to mention about election day is it's the last day of voting. So you have from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. to place your vote if you haven't already. And then at 7 p.m, it's all the doors are shut, you get, it's all done, and we do a really frantic count. Some of the counting has already been done, but we just finish off, it's like a draft count, they call it preliminary results, and essentially they do like a count of all the votes, and they'll release, all these results will start to come out, and they'll finish coming out around 10 or 11 p.m. at night. And this is like the draft results. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. They think that this is that, yep, the results have come out, the election's over.
Yeah.
But some people don't know that for the next 20 days after that, we go through a really rigorous counting process. So it's just something to know that what you see on the night of elections isn't the end result.
Can you only vote on election day?
No, so the election day for some people is a big celebration and they like to do it on that day, but There's actually 2 weeks before election day that you can vote. So from the 2nd of October at 9 a.m, that's when voting opens and you can show up to your nearest voting place and place your vote. There is some risks and rewards to when you choose to vote. If you choose to vote on election day, it means that all of the information about everyone, everything's come out and you've collected it all and you've placed your vote with all of that information, but it can be a really busy day. It means that the lines can be a little bit longer and it can be a little bit overstimulating. But voting earlier in the period of 2 weeks means that you're probably going to go through a bit faster. There'll be less people there, but there is a bit of a risk there that, you know, some information could come out that, you know, might have changed your vote. So it's just up to the person and how they want to vote, really.
What are the other opportunities out there for people who want to be involved in elections but aren't necessarily able to vote yet because maybe they're too young?
Yeah, so the election is a massive event. Arguably, it's the largest event we hold in New Zealand. And with that comes 20,000 jobs for us to fill, which is a lot. And I would highly encourage young people to apply for some of these jobs. And it can look like all sorts of things. And wherever you are, you should have a nearest voting place that you could potentially work at. So I would encourage someone who's maybe, because you can be 16 to work in these places, so if you really want to get involved but you're not 18 yet, apply for a job and get out there and still be a part of it. If you're interested in working, just go to work.elections and select your nearest voting place and apply.
Amazing. Where should people go if they have any more questions?
So if people have any more questions about what we've said today, like the Māori role or anything like that, I would recommend you to go to vote.nz. That's where we hold all of our information. But we're actually doing some more written answers with you guys at the Christchurch Youth Council. So I encourage people to keep an eye out on your Instagram and see some extra questions that we're going to bring out. And if people wanted to get in contact with me, would it be fine for them to reach out to you guys and you could connect me in with them?
Yeah, absolutely. People can always message us and ask us questions and we can always forward them to you as well if we can't answer them.
Sweet, sounds good.
Thank you so much, Tori, for coming on and answering some questions for us. It's been really great having you. And obviously, thank you for all of the work that you are doing and everyone else at the Electoral Commission.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Your Voice is Your Right. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify or plainsfm.org.nz. Follow What's Happening at the Christchurch Youth Council on Facebook and Instagram at CHCH Youth Council. Mā te wā!